President Trump has signed off on a bill that would create a water reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee. From our sister station in Tallahassee, WFSU's Lynn Hatter has details.
The reservoir was a priority of outgoing Senate President Joe Negron, and he's now calling on the state and federal government to plan, design, and break ground on the system as soon as possible. In a statement, Negron says he's already hearing worries the project could take more than a decade to finish. He's advocating for a 3 to 5 year process. The reservoir is meant to catch polluted water runoff from Lake Okeechobee, filter it, and send it downstream to the Everglades, sparing southwest Florida communities that have had to deal with pollution in the Caloosahatchee and St. Lucie rivers. That pollution has caused toxic algae blooms, animal deaths, sickness, and hurt local economies. I'm Lynn Hatter.
What would increasing a sales tax by one penny make possible in Broward County? Well, that's what WLRN's Katie Switalski will be working on today.
I'll be in downtown Fort Lauderdale this morning for a meeting of the Fort Lauderdale Forum. The panel of speakers, including city and county officials, will be talking about the proposed 1% sales tax increase for Broward County that's on the ballot. The tax revenue would go towards transportation improvement projects.
Thank you, Katie. We will be looking for that story. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.